call the meeting to order. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We are here in the Public Service Commission hearing room, 12th floor of the state capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. It is December 2nd, 2011, 5:01 p.m., which is the time and place scheduled for the special meeting, in which we have two agenda items. For the record, this is Tony Clark, and I'll let my fellow commissioners introduce themselves.
Good afternoon, Kevin Kramer.
And good afternoon, Brian Colt.
With that, if there are no opening comments, we'll turn it over to Commissioner Kramer. Both items are in his portfolio.
Very good. KC1, I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order issuing First Amended Certificate of Corridor Compatibility number 122 and First Amended Route Permit number 131 to Bear Paw Energy, LLC, for the construction of a 10-inch natural gas liquids pipeline located in McKenzie County, North Dakota, case number PU-11-66.
Second.
This is a liquids line, as you will recall, that was previously cited, previously heard in a public hearing. The order issued and is for One Oak. And on October 27th, Bear Paw, now known as One Oak, filed an application for amended corridor relating to just a small portion of the previously cited route. It's a pipeline milepost between 43 and milepost 44. They requested the corridor and route amendments that be altered, or that the pipeline be altered a little bit. Actually, you move it about 200 feet to the north and east to abut an existing right-of-way in this area. It's actually a little cleaner route. We did, as you recall, have an informal hearing a couple of days ago. The comment period for the notice of opportunity for a hearing expired at 5 o'clock today, and there's some urgency about getting construction going, so that's why we're meeting in this special meeting to pass it up. And there were no comments.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. With that, KC2 is an item that I had originally placed on admin for discussion. It's a follow-up to the discussion item or the work session we had the other day on the crude oil, the Bakken Link pipeline. After talking to Pat a little bit about it as a discussion item, I decided, well, since we're having the special meeting anyway, I'd put it on regular, and then we could still discuss it, and then I can determine whether or not we'll move forward with it. What we did, as you'll recall, is the Bakken Link had requested that we consider a contingent order, an order contingent on some late-filed exhibits, all of which came in except for part of one. That part of that one, of course, it was a Class 3 cultural resource study on about 8.5 miles of the line. While we've done contingent orders in the past, they've always been based on the contingency's never been based on late-filed exhibits that would be evidence that we would consider, but rather a permit or a certificate or something from another authority, another specific agency with authority. And that made fine sense to wait on that until we could learn some more. Since that time, a couple of things have happened, not the least of which was a potential solution that I was throughout and is embedded in this new order today. And that is, rather than setting precedent with an order contingent upon some late filed exhibit and evidence that we need to consider for our order, was an order issuing the permit for that part of the line that has complied with the law. We have done that in the past, although I don't recall with a liquids line, but we have with electric transmission line, and then waited until the evidence on the other part came in or even rehear parts of it. It's kind of a funny way to build a pipeline, but it's all the risk again is on the company and not us. And so Pat and the attorney for the company and our attorney, in this case Matt Sagsveen, worked on the order and came up with one. The order itself has findings that specifically outline the those areas that would not be part of the order, areas of the application that are not part of the order. It also acknowledges that in the interim cultural resource report, which is what we received from recently in the letter from the SHPL, that there were some recommendations on about another 2.5 miles, I guess, of line that were not addressed yet. And so the entire part of the order that leaves out, I guess, it adds up to about 11 miles of the 144 proposed. I put it out there more for discussion at this point before making the motion. I think it's a little bit funny way to do a pipeline, but at least the risk is all on the company. Brian, I would also add, by the way, because I discussed this pretty specifically with Pat, there is a pretty good there's a pretty good finding in here related to the pipeline safety. And now, Pat, help me. Where is it? I think it's one of the last findings here. Let me find. 28. Yeah, Bakkenlink will prepare an emergency response plan with the assistance of local authorities and first responders as part of the pipeline commissioning activities. That's a fair bit more collaborative than we've generally put into the orders, and I like it. It's not a requirement that they sign off on it necessarily. It's not a requirement that they file it with us. Of course, the PHMSA requires that they file one. We have access to that, of course, and we can, as a matter of policy, request that they file it with us as well rather than us getting it from PHMSA. But I rather liked the direction of it, Brian, and that's really at your urging. They did certify to that as well. So,
well, that's good, because that was the one item that I really was concerned about when we did the work session on it.
It was, and it was for you at the hearing as well. And so, at any rate, I was pleased by the language. I think it's like I said, it implies a much stronger collaborative effort with locals than we've done in previously. So, at any rate, I guess it's a little peculiar to discuss it before the motion, but depending on the discussion, you know, we'll decide on the motion.
Does it? I haven't had an opportunity to read through the fine print on this yet. I wonder if it makes sense to hold it over the weekend, and if it's a time sensitive issue, and I don't know what your schedules are like on Monday, if we can come back to it on Monday or not.
Yeah. I think Monday's fine with me. I think it's somewhat time sensitive, but I don't think it's weekend time sensitive, if that makes sense. The reason it's time sensitive, let's face it, they're not going to construct this thing until the spring. And as crazy as issuing an order with a few gaps in it would be, starting a pipeline with a few gaps would be crazier. So I'm pretty sure that's not the case. I do think the urgency, though, is more related to the certainty of the project altogether as opposed to when it would begin construction. And so while I agree, Tony, I like being, I think we've proven that we're pretty amenable to helping these things get done. I think if you want to look over, I would say, I know Pat has gone over each of these quarter sections and all the fine print of the tables from both the application, the SHPL's letter, and then applied them and reconciled them with the order that's in front of us. Because there are a number of them, and Brian, I don't know if you've looked at it, but it's as you might just imagine, there's just a whole bunch of lines of specific descriptions of sections.
Well, I guess I kind of had the same thought as Tony, is that we have a regular scheduled meeting next Wednesday, and if just a chance to look through things some more and digest some of the thoughts over the weekend, we could certainly act early in the week if need be. I would be very comfortable with that as well.
Okay, well then with that, what I would suggest or what I would do then is hold over the agenda item, and we can look at a special meeting Monday if it's real necessary. Maybe, Pat, what you could do is check with the company. If they'd like a Monday meeting for some reason, we could do that. If Wednesday, we already have a meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What the heck
we do.
Happens to time?
Yeah.
Then we can certainly put it on the agenda for Wednesday. So I guess I would, you know, if you could communicate with the company, find out which would they'd prefer, we could do either, it sounds like. Assuming that you know that everything's reconciled once we look at the more closely the order. Okay? All right, then I will withdraw it until then.
For Very good. With that, there's no other items on the agenda. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Signatures.
Esther can sign mine if John has left for the day.
I think he has, so, okay.
He may, yeah, okay. All right.
Very good. And there is no media present. So this concludes the meeting. Thank you.
Thanks.